Trey Kinnard, Phoenix, could have been, should have been, would have been points leader last lap. Bad mistake, but I mean, still, man, you're riding good. You got to be, knowing you, you're going to take the bright side of this.
I mean, I am disappointed. Yeah. I mean, you know, I wanted to be up there, but I mean, I look at the whole race and I think it was a good race. So I can't be bummed on that. And again, like, I look back not even a year ago and I'm like so grateful to be riding a motorcycle right now that I don't know, I'm just happy with the outcome. So.
Describe the crash, just lost the front end, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing as last week. I just saw the white flag and was like, oh my goodness, I'm going to get second. And I was like,
and
just,
I'm going to leave the place.
Yeah, I'm just like, don't mess up, don't mess up. And I mean, everyone knows how that goes in our sport. You think that way, it goes downhill. So it's exactly what happened. I just didn't give it enough on that last triple and came up short and rode the front end, almost saved it, and then dumped it over, got excited, grabbed a handful, and the thing just shot out. And probably could have saved a third, but I don't know. I mean, it's a long series, and I'm just thankful to be here, dude.
That battle was intense there. Yourself and Millsaps and Villopoto and Chad, that was gnarly for a few laps.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the whole race seemed pretty wild, you know, with RV being back there the whole time. And I don't know. It's crazy to battle with Chad Reed and Davey Millsaps and those guys. So. It was fun. I remember thinking lap 17, like, oh my gosh, this is so cool.
I got to say, I'm really, not that, I mean, it's not a huge surprise, but man, your fitness looks like really on point. And even last week too, there was a couple of mistakes made, but as far as like your fitness, man, you got to be feeling pretty good.
I'm stoked on that. Yeah. And that was an interesting thing with my injury, that it gave me like a huge opportunity to really make big gains that way. So, I mean, between Teen and Timmy, like the work that we put in during that time, you know, hopefully that carries and hopefully we do the right things to help that continue to grow and to maintain that. So I was excited about it. I mean, getting to like 18, 19, I'm thinking I got more in the tank.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Any changes to your bike from last week for this week, for this track? Is it dry and slipperier for the night show?
I actually made a fork change, not the way that we would change for this. I went firmer actually.
Okay.
Just watching it last week, it needed that. So.
Yep.
I was happy with the bike tonight. I am like completely stoked with it. I think we got some little areas, but I don't want to mess it up.
Yep.
So just make baby steps and hopefully make gains.
How's the new or replacement or it's really weird team manager Dan Bentley working out? I don't know what's going on with that, and maybe you don't either, but how's Dan and that little change for you?
Dan's awesome. I mean, we all miss Kehoe just because, I mean, I feel like this is his work, you know. The last 5 years of his time here, he assembled this whole crew. So it's a bummer for him not to be here and to be able to, like, be a part of it. But, I mean, Danny's doing a great job. He's the right temperament for it, I think, you know.
Yeah.
He's never, I mean, maybe in past years he was a little hot. but right now, I mean, he's so level-headed that he never gets too excited. And he speaks when he needs to, and it's quiet when he needs to be quiet. And I think he's doing a great job.
Last question. Your teammate, Justin Barcia, I don't know how much you saw, but he grabbed the whole shot and he took off and he maintained it. And what a race for him.
Yeah, I remember looking like the third or fourth lap and he was like already like two lanes ahead of us. And I mean, he rode great. I was so happy for him. I'm so happy for the team. And I don't know. They've just had a couple years. I mean, not a couple years, basically since Ricky left. I mean, it's been year after year of disappointment. So to see him get that and to see Justin ride the way he rode tonight, and I don't know, I'm happy. It's a great thing, and I'm thankful to be here.
All right, man. Well, hey, thanks a lot. Good job, and yeah, keep it up.
Yeah, thanks.